JJHI Radio.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
Ben
and
Help.
And we take your calls at
210-888-9198.
And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Welcome back to JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. Tonight, health, so important. What do you do about your own health? Talking to you, man. What are you doing? Feeling down in the dumps? Feeling a little too tall in the shorts? Well, good for you. Tonight we'll be discussing men's health matters. Dr. Wolfgang Fuchs, or is that Fuchs? I'm not sure. Joining us this evening to talk about men's health from the Grosse Schwanz Institute for Men's Health. We'll take your calls at 210-888-9198. And your messages. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
For your special someone,
oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all, whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent. Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
All right, every one of you, eyes fucking forward. In 2 minutes, you will all be in the presence of the genius behind the Dick Stiffens Boot Camp to stay hard. Dick Stiffens himself.
You see, it's all about mindset.
It's what's in your head.
Lieutenant Head.
Lieutenant Head, tell him what's in your head.
Take your hands off your cocks, and you will keep your filthy sewers shut. And you will address me as sir. You will stand at attention. Do you understand it?
Listen up, you scum maggots. You're all here for one reason. Because you're tired of your wife's boyfriend telling you how to live your life. Now I'm here to teach you one thing. Get ready. Sign up now for Dick Stiffens' 3-week boot camp. Get hard, stay hard, alpha
Alpha Male Clinic. If you're not ready to show up and give 110%, then just stay home and beat off. I'm here to teach you how to go from being a beta to a beta plus.
Record these lines. It would be my pleasure to bequeath this opportunity upon you.
It's JGGI Radio. And now, your host, JG Head.
Yes. Men's health. Are you healthy? Are you interested in being healthy? Dr. Wolfgang Fuchs, will be joining us this evening a little bit later to talk about men's health. From the Grosse Schwanz Institute. If you would like to get your questions in for Dr. Fuchs this evening, please, by all means, message the show. You've got a Facebook account. We're modern here. Look for JGHI Radio on Facebook. Or, if you really are feeling exciting, or excited, email us, admin. admin at jjheadinterest.com. We'll open the lines up, 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Yeah, you're welcome to give us a call if you'd like. The lines are open. Of course, when Dr. Fuchs, or Fuchs, or however you say his name, joins us, F-U-C-H, right?
Fuchs or Fuchs? Which is it? Fuchs.
Fuchs. Who knows? Anyways, we're going to go ahead and open the lines. 210-888-9198. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Fuchs? Hello, is that who I'm talking to?
Yeah, he has not joined the program yet. I understand your name is... Oak Russellfield, correct? Oak? It's your first name?
Yes, my first name is Oak. It's pronounced like a tree. Oak.
Oak Russellfield.
Yes. Oak. It's fantastic.
Oak Russellfield, joining us from whereabouts here? You sound like you're from the United States.
I am. It's a great state, and I'm here talking about what you're talking about.
Men's health.
Yeah. Muscle health about America, where I live.
What is the most important muscle to you, Mr. Russellfield?
Well, I think it's the skin. It's the most important thing about you.
The skin to you is the most important muscle in the body. You define skin as a muscle.
Yes, it's the most important thing that moves all the time, every day, all the time, whether you're moving, sitting, or sleeping, it is always in motion.
I see.
Yes, the skin is the most important muscle of your body.
And where do you think that ranks as it pertains to men's health? Do you think skin is more important to men or women?
Well, I feel in men's health, they have a more active body, mm-hmm. in that they seem to interact with disc golf. And I'm not saying disc golf. I'm saying disc golf, as in the act of throwing a disc golf, if you understand what I'm saying.
I don't, but that's fine.
Well, it's a form of fun. You throw a frisbee into a chained hole, and that's disc golf. And I think men play that more than females, and I think they get a little more active in their skin than females do. So I do think that men get more active in their skin than females do. So yes, your question is yes.
Oak, a quick little rapid fire here. Top four skin colors. What's on your top four list there?
My top four skin colors?
Yeah. What in terms of your favorite versus your not as favorite?
Well, I don't know about favorites, but I just know about.
Let's go with number one. How about number one?
What? Number one, there's white, there's yellow, there's brown, there's black, there's white, there's, I think there's middle, there's green, there's, I think there's red, I think there's,
just rattling green. Off colors.
Well, you're right. I think I lost track about halfway down.
Clearly.
But to be fair, I have no favorite. I didn't name anything about my favorite. And don't put this on record. Those first five were not my favorites. I just named them as I looked around.
So white, yellow, brown, and I think there was a green somewhere in there would be your top four?
I looked at a plant. I did. I looked at a plant, and green was there. Green was a plant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So green was a color. I can't deny.
Fantastic.
So I'm sorry about that. Green was a color. Green
If you had to just really think about it for a minute, I know this is difficult, but if you could think of the number one problem ailing men these days when it comes to men's health, what do you think that problem would be?
I think it would be nagging women. I think it would be women coming down on the men and them, the men, being just not being able at this time and age, not being able to say, hey, man, this is what I think. Because at this time and age, the women would be able to say, you can't say that because
it's unfortunate.
You used to be able to say, hey, man, I can say that. Mm-hmm. And you should buy me a ice cream cone at the corner store. But you can't say that anymore.
No, and it's offensive.
I know, it's offensive.
Women do not want to be bought ice cream. They want more money. They want a better salary.
But what's not offensive is for the women to talk down to men. But men cannot talk down to the real men. You know?
What doth life?
It's so strange how it's changed the structure. And it's not, I'm not saying that it should be changed, but it should be equal.
It should be equal, especially if the world is in fact a flat plane. We should all be on a level playing field, wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. It should be a flat plane, just like the Earth.
Mm-hmm. And flat planes are a difficult place for individuals that are not flat-chested to be walking around bossing men around, correct?
Well, if they're flat-chested, then that's easy.
It is easy.
It's easy to lay down on the earth and they can be not seen by predators.
Right, but
so they lay down.
But so many are. So many women are not, though, and that herein lies the problem.
Well, that is the problem that they don't say. They don't say about that. That's the problem about these flat earthers. Mm-hmm. And
they're standing in the way of men's health as well with their absurdity.
I know, and that's what they're looking. They don't care about men's health. They care about is these women's flat earth health. They don't care about the men's flat earth health.
Yeah.
All they care about is all the grains and water that the women will get. But they don't care about all the grains and water that the men will get. Because they get all the meat and vegetables to feed the females.
Right.
And they don't care.
Right.
They're starving, they're killing their males and they don't care.
We've got a question here coming in. Jerry's just handed this to me very quickly. Oak, what state are you calling from? You said you're from mm-hmm. the United States, but which state specifically?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Not exactly a flat place, Tennessee.
It has mountains. Yeah. That's how we get prime time. How we learn. That's how we learn.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we've got a call here for Mr. Oak Russellfield. Caller, you're on the air, JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was wondering, where does circumcision factor into this topic of discussion?
It's a great question. Oak, you want to weigh in on this in terms of flat earth and men's health, where circumcision lies there in importance? What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. We do actually circumcise every child, man, and animal. And we plant every meat that we cut off. And sometimes we barbecue some of the prime meat, if you will.
I see. Oak, so what you're saying is you engage in the ritual circumcision out there in Tennessee. And when you referred to we, you mean all people from Tennessee, barbecue the flesh of an infant's penis and consume it. Is that correct? And that's good for your health?
Well, I mean, infants, yes. You know, teenagers, males, you know, whatever. Whoever wants, it doesn't matter. I mean, are you uncircumcised?
We took care of that quite a long time ago. Now, where do you hang around to pick up this kind of work? Do you hang out in rest stops or?
Well, there's actually a bar that's literally just called the Uncircumcised Stop.
Sounds like a great place.
Yeah, I just hang out there.
The Uncircumcised Stop. And what town in Tennessee is that in? Oak.
Tennessee Ball Stop.
Fantastic. Caller, any other questions for Oak Russellfield?
Yeah, I mean, Oak mentions specifically that he performs circumcisions on not just people, but all animals. And I wonder what a circumcision for, like, a cat would be like, which are known to have sharp spikes emanating from the head of their penis. And also, what about snakes? They're known to have two penises. Does that yield a lot of meat? Is that an exciting occasion to circumcise a snake? And I'm just kind of curious about other penises in the animal kingdom at this point.
I'm getting hungry myself just thinking about it. Go ahead, Oak.
Well, first of all, I never said anything outside of the dog, the canine. And Amelia. So I'm actually kind of curious about the caller and how much he knows about the reptilian genitalia. So how about caller, you tell us about.
Yeah. I, you know, when I think about a snake's penis, and I think about circumcision. I think about where does the foreskin start and the snake end? You know what I mean? That'd be very difficult for me. I have to get out a microscope. I'd have to peel back some skin there, and then maybe peel back some more skin, and then, well, hell, by that point you're at the damn thing's eyeballs.
Snakes, Jeff, they're also known to shed their skin, and I wonder, does that qualify as a circumcision when they shed that penile snake skin?
Well, just looking up here, the Latin circumcisione means to shed one's snake skin from the Hebrew circumsuzi. Circumsuzi. It's a sad
deal. So we're
all
sort of snakes in a way.
Snake cocks and men's health.
There was a case that got quite a bit of internet attention of a man that possesses two penises, much like a snake. They point at 45-degree angles to one another.
It's a good angle.
And I wonder, you know, would that be something that could be circumcised or... Would we rather preserve such a bizarre occurrence in nature in its natural form? I wonder, is there an ethical boundary there, in your opinion?
You know, I would imagine there is. If you think about it this way, though, for many years, Native Americans have been using animals in all kinds of obscure ways, or what we would think is obscure. One thing that people would do to find water was dowsing, for instance. You know, you hold a little rock on a rope, and which way it swung, you know, you walk towards it, you find water. Well, you could pull a snake's penis apart, grab both ends, and
JJ,
then when
you're not talking.
No,
I think our caller is correct in what he's speaking about, and well, it's very.
What I'm describing, as you interrupted me so rudely, the dowsing method: the snake straightens out, its forked tongue comes out, and then it points to the water source. So in this case, one could engage in such behavior, pull back the skin, and discover something new.
Hey, JJ.
Are we talking about the human with penises or...
Your mom.
Well, not quite sure where to go with that. We lost... Mr. Russafield, or whatever the hell his name is. Caller, you were asking a question?
Well, I just considered this freak of nature, this person I was referring to earlier with two penises. Would we be treating this person much like a historical preservation project? Would we be desecrating this very rare occurrence by performing a circumcision?
You very well could be. You know what? Hey, stay on the line. Let's take a break here on JJHI Radio, and we'll be right back. Sound good to you?
Sounds great.
Fantastic. It's JJHI Radio. We'll be right back.
Shout out. You're listening to JJHI
Radio.
Radio. Tonight on CSI Houston.
chicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris?
Just tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute Reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. It's time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's got to be somewhere. You got to give me something. The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks! You expect me to believe that? A bag of dicks nobody bargained for tonight on CSI Houston. You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio. Yeah, these beats are disgusting!
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, aka DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that. Oh.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more cheese than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Hat.
Quite the intro. Thank you, Twerkatron.
No problem. Mormon's health.
Such enthusiasm. Yes, men's health. We're on with Oak Russellfield. Is that his name? I don't remember the goddamn guy's name. Oak Russellfield.
Field.
Called us earlier, and then we had another caller here on the program. I don't think we got your name, caller. What was your name?
Chad Pixton.
Chad Pixton and Oak Russellfield. I think we've got Oak back here on the program. Oak, are you lucid over there or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm good here.
I'll loose it up. Oak Russellfield on the program. Not quite sure who the hell he is, but he's from Tennessee. He likes to circumcise on contract in a medical way for some human beings and occasionally dogs.
Sometimes.
So we were talking about snakes. And where to circumcise, where to remove the skin when they shed the damn stuff already. And I think we got cut off and we were going to talk further about this. So, Oak, now that you're back with us, did you have a comment on this? Or
no, I think that has to do with your other caller.
Okay, and Chad, go ahead.
Yeah, I wondered. So I actually had a bit of a story.
Go ahead.
I had to get some moles checked out on my body recently. And I have a mole on my foreskin. And they said, well, we just have to take a biopsy of a couple of your moles here. So I said, sure, you know, a biopsy, just it's a sample that they can test, right? So I think no problem. And they take a biopsy of the mole on my stomach.
Okay.
And they cut it right off.
Yeah.
And then they said, and so I'm standing there shocked, you know, nearly as pale as a ghost. I just lost my entire mole, expecting them to take, you know, maybe a little couple of grams of a mole.
Yeah, not
and
even.
Then he said, not even. And then he says, okay, sir, you're going to have to present it. And then he said, you're talking about my foreskin? And he said, yes, sir, that's the other mole.
The full Monty.
And I said, look, I'm in a circumcised position here, if you know what I mean. I don't know where you're going with that blade, sir. And he came for me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I ended up running. I got right out of there.
I'm sorry. He came for you as in he came after you, not came for you. Like ran after you.
He took the blade out. I could see it in his eyes. He wanted my foreskin. You know, the same way a headhunter
Let me cut in on here. Was this person who was coming after you, was he Jewish?
Interesting question.
It's hard to say. I couldn't see his penis, so I don't know.
Well, did you see his nose?
Yes, he did have, he had a schnoz, so it's possible.
Interesting answer. Thank you.
Yeah, large noses in this case are not always indicative of an individual of the Jewish faith. I would say that
very
circumcision
true.
would be much more likely. I'm not going to say 100% because they could have renounced it. There could have been a mistake. They could have run into Oak Russell Field in Tennessee in some odd bar where their foreskin was removed much later in life. Maybe they chose to convert after that. There's nothing wrong with it, folks. But yes, a large nose is not indicative of someone of the Hebrew faith.
No, however, he did tell a joke that now thinking back on it, he may have been implying something here. He asked me, hey, got a joke for you. I said, sure, go ahead. He goes, how do you like your eggs? And I said, sunny side up. And he said, how about hard moiled? And then he chuckled. And and then, you know, that's when things started to get a little bit weird. That's when he wanted to inspect the mole on my foreskin. And everything went downhill from there.
After he told that joke, did he put a gold coin under that egg?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was Jewish at this point. You're right. he did not do that, but you're right. He's probably Jewish. He probably wanted my foreskin as some type of trophy. I don't know.
Well, this is not the same as Predator, but nonetheless, you would say that his faith played a role in biopsying that mole.
Absolutely.
I wonder if you were in the right place, if you could tell whether or not a snake was a practitioner of the Jewish faith. How would you know?
I would think it would be a very intelligent snake.
Absolutely. Do your taxes. See, what I think is there's a good chance that if you were to come across a snake and pick it up, it would turn into a staff. And that's how you would know it was a practitioner of the Jewish faith. This is a great direction we've taken this in. I think there's a very good chance our program gains a wider audience as a result of this inquiry into what was men's health and is now Jewish snakes.
Well, look at the what is that? It's the cudgel, the coal, what are the snake and the staff? That is a real thing.
I can tell you what, the snake I have in my staff is this guy, Jerry, who can't spell anything. I mean, it looks like he wrote or instead of oak, Russell Field, here on this paper. I swear to God, well, you're going to be fired one way or another. I just can't.
Well, we're not talking about your penis, JJ.
I'm not. I'm talking about Jerry, this guy who's the real bane of my existence.
Yeah, everyone is, according to you.
Caller, do you have any other questions for Oak Russell Field?
He called in about on male stuff.
Yeah, male men's health. Men's health, yeah.
Oh, men's health. Does grooming qualify as health?
It depends. Are you talking about speaking? Are you trying to sucker in some young person to having sex with you? Or are you talking about just like brushing your hair and teeth?
Oh, I see. No, I meant like the hair removal type of grooming.
Yeah, no, I think that's good for health. Because some hair, if it sticks around for too long, it can become an infected follicle, right?
JJ, this was a question for me, not for you.
Well, go right ahead and answer it then there, Oak Russell Field.
Actually, could this question be for you, JJ? And
it
could you then?
Yeah, it could be for whoever you want.
Let this question be for you, and then afterward.
Yeah, sounds great. So, Oak, you shut your whore's mouth, and I'm going to go ahead and answer this one. Yeah, hair can be a problem. Right, for some people, it sticks around for too long. It sticks back inside the hair follicle. Oak Russell Field will stop fumbling around with his phone, you know, from the 1920s that is making all this additional noise. And then what happens is you remove that hair out of that follicle with a proper instrument. Perhaps you use wax, a good waxing. And then as a result, your health improves. And also, you might improve your shots with the ladies. You know what I mean, Og?
Yeah. I know how to do things. I bet you don't.
Like what?
I don't think Og said that before.
I don't know if he has. I have no idea. With a name like Og, I'm sure the ladies are dropping those panties.
No, with a name like Og, I'm hard and strong.
Yeah. Where the hell is Dr. Wolfgang, whatever that fucks his name? Where is he? He's supposed to call in. We've got 15 minutes left here on the program. Where is Dr. Fuchs?
He's German. He's not responsible.
Oh, he's on German people's time, huh?
What? I don't know. His name's German. He's not responsible, and he's racist.
I can tell you right now, if German people's time is German people's time, well, it's damn sure not 9:45, folks.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who even cares
about him?
No. Apparently he doesn't care enough to show up. Last time I used that booking firm. Well, nonetheless, we're here with Oak Russellfield, and then it was Chad what? Chad, right?
Pinkerton.
Chad Pinkerton. Let me just make sure I write that down so I don't forget that. Thanks, Jerry, you fucking crimp. Chad Pinkerton. Chad, your last name, Pinkerton, means town of pinking.
Or town, I did not know that.
Town of the Pinks. Do you come from the town of the Pinks? And what does that mean?
Well, this is the first that I've heard of that. But I do know that my grandfather was from Brown Hole Town.
It's great. It's a great town.
Like your hole was brown.
Oka, if you would. Thanks. So your dad was from Brown Hole Town, and his last name was Pinkerton as well.
Yes, yes, and
not Brownerton.
Not Brownerton. So it's I think it's it might be one of those things where people no longer like to be associated with their home, and so.
Yeah, it's like
just changed it to something contrary to their home.
Yeah, so. It's like a hermit crab crawling out of its shell and then climbing into a new one. From Brownerton to Pinkerton. I wonder what kind of fun they have in Pinkerton. What's it take to be a good pinker?
It's all gay.
And it is Pride Month here on JGHI Radio. We like to remind everyone out there who's participates in various letters of the alphabet, LBGTQXYZ. Welcome to the program, whoever you are. You have a place here. You've got a warm seat at the table. Looks like we are still here with Oak Russellfield and Chad Pinkerton. Oak, Donald Trump was arraigned yesterday on charges of absconding with official U.S. government documents. How many U.S. government documents do you have shoved up your ass?
Personally? Well, I don't have any. I have a lot of high school documents that are never turned in. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is...
So you shoved high school documents up your ass, presumably so you could cheat on tests, but you just left them in there, correct?
Oh, I didn't want to cheat on tests. I just put them up there and was like...
just for recreation.
And also to give them to other people to cheat for money.
You were there to share.
Yes, of course, to share. I mean, who isn't there to share?
Chad Pinkerton, should he be prosecuted for that?
I don't believe that falls within the statutes of limitations, but I'm wondering, how do you get the answers out of the crevice at the appropriate time? How does that work?
I wish Dr. Fuchs could come on the program. He could probably help us out with that question, but some bitch won't show up.
Well, I think Dr. Fuchs has already been assassinated, and I'm doing that in quotes because he has already been known as a perpetrator and a person of.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Not good.
Oak Russellfield, do you mean to say that the distinguished director of the Grosse Schwanz Institute of Men's Health, the GSI, has perpetrated some kind of a bad crime on others? Is that what you're proposing here?
No. His whole company has been insider trading with the government, and he himself has been solicited to other oil and perpetrators, and right before this interview, he was assassinated. And this is the first time anybody has done any interviews after he has been assassinated.
Absolutely explosive allegations here.
Well, I have nothing to do with these statements, by the way.
Well, Chad,
that's what somebody who assassinated somebody who would say.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to come right back here at JJHI Radio. We have to take another break. Getting a little too hot. I'm going to ask my guests to settle down. Oak Russellfield, Chad Pinkerton, calm the fuck down, both of you. And we'll be right back, right here on JJHI Radio.
You like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
We got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Would you like a pet but just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell them Gerald sent you.
Yeah, lamb waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nice.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got ya. Wamek, DL lamb got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
Is the Boomba Glad waifu boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu. Booyah.
Kuru waifu. Come on, come down.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frank's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. I says, you can't handle that pie. I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie. You want to buy a Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3", you got to be 220 lean, like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, all right? Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout. That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa?
Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
Listen up, this is Stack Jack, and while I'm out there on a silver cloud, I've got something important to share with you pukesters. I've always been the baddest dude at the gym, but now I'm the biggest too. Yeah. Thanks to my new testosterone therapy by Synergy, you can be more than garbage as well. It helps me recover quickly from pumping during the day or even all night. Oh yeah. So log on and check out Synergy TRT and get jacked like me.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffin's life, I would be forever grateful.
It's JJHI Radio, and now your host, JJ Head.
Hello. Well, it's almost 10 o'clock, folks. Fortunately, we had to leave that conversation where it was. We went from men's health to snake circumcision, to the Jewish faith, to Jewish snakes. God knows what else. Dr. Fuchs decided to not join us this evening. We'll see if we can't bring him back another week. We will be taking 2 weeks off. I know you just are heartbroken. But the truth is, we need to break two here, folks. So we'll be back in July, first week of July, Wednesday night. Let's see, what is that? Should be after the July 4th holiday. Jerry, what is it? It'll be July the 5th, right after the 4th of July there. Yeah. So we'll be talking about America. Hopefully more men's health. Take your questions too, folks. Feel free to send them in. JJHI Radio. Look for us on Facebook. You can drop us an instant message there. Direct message. Or admin@jjheadinterest.com. Plug this one into your phone. 210-888-9198. You can join us every Wednesday night, except for the ones I'm on vacation. You can be a part of the discussion, just like George Lowe said. In the meantime, I wish you a pleasant rest of the week. I hope this weekend you get what's coming to you, to be honest with you. Yeah. You know what you did wrong. Or right. We'll see you next time, folks. Have a pleasant June. I'm JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. Good evening.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Chola. Chola Pilsner from Back Pew Brewing. Chola. Get your chola. It's JJHI Radio. I am Trickatron, and I'll see you on the other side of my ass. Good night.